Welcome everybody for share number 1520. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaran Zizel. Lilu Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe. And the Refua Shalema Sara Gittel Bas Tzivya. Taka having a surgery today. The surgery should go well. She'd have a complete Refua Shalema Sara Gittel Bas Tzivya B'soich Sha'ar Choyle Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. So we started talking about last time that you could have both. We're in the middle of the halachas of Adabra Dava, what you could talk about on Shabbos, what you can't. And before that, we were talking about the halachas of Mimsei Chefsecha, which are they run very close. They're down the same track, two different tracks, but like a parallel, the parallel tracks, right? They're very similar. So we spoke about last time that you could do an action or talk about something where you could have both. For example, explain the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos on page 104, just to review again real quickly. It's very important to keep these things in mind all the time. Page 104 in Lamed Tes Melachos, Mimsa Chefsecha entails any effort that promotes or expedites one's ability to perform a malacha. It's an effort. Or other Shabbos prohibition after Shabbos. Whereas that's Mimsei Chefsecha. Whereas V'dabba Davar is a restriction on the expression of one's intention, to do the malacha. In other words, the words itself, saying the words itself, right? The expression of the intention. So it's very, very close. One of them is actual, you're sort of like promoting it, and we're going to see some examples which we spoke about last time. And one is the talking itself. However, we said last time also that it could happen that one's verbal statements or expressions, I'm just talking, so good, I could have a Dabba Dover, but it could also be Mimsei Chefsecha. So we spoke about, one example we brought from Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos is holding business meetings, right? There's no money involved, I'm not writing, I'm not doing any malacha per se. I mean, we have to understand, Mimsei Chefsecha, Dabba Dover, this is not a malacha. It's talking about a malacha, it's dealing and working with a malacha, but it's not doing the malacha, it's not the action of the malacha itself, right? It's tied to a malacha, right, in conjunction with how we do it, whether going to the place, for example, or whatever, or talking about it, but it has nothing to do with the actual malacha, the action of doing a malacha. So let's say we're holding business meetings, right? There's no writing, there's no computers, there's nothing going on whereby it would be one of the isurim of Shabbos per se, whether it's one of the Lamed Tes Melachos or some other isur on Shabbos, holding those meetings itself, we said discussing and negotiating the business dealings, planning stock transactions or whatever, fiscal strategies, right, the portfolios, and just the talking about it itself would be an isser of Mimsei Chefsecha and V'dabba Davar, because it entails both prohibitions, the discussions with the intention of planning this, the whole thing. Okay, so that's not so negay lemaisa. In general, most people not holding business meetings, even though without doing malachas on Shabbos, but what does come up sometimes, and it's something that could happen, many people sitting around the table and they're discussing, let's say, vacation plans. He brings down an interesting Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos on page 105. I wanted to discuss my vacation plans, right? I'm going to Florida. I just give an example. I'm going to whatever it is. The UK, London, just giving some examples, discussing and planning. I'm not really talking right now about Eretz Yisrael. That's a little bit different. Possibly, it doesn't mean that it's okay, but we spoke about various, we said last time, it doesn't mean you could plan the vacation plans, but just real quickly to Chazarov, we did talk about last time, if what a person is discussing is a mitzvah, right? If what the person is discussing is a mitzvah, and let's say, for example, they want to start writing a Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Shin Zayin, a person wants to start writing a Sefer Torah Sunday, right? So you're not supposed to say, I'm going to write a Sefer Torah Sunday, fine. But if it's a mitzvah, so in general, you're not supposed to say, I'm going to start writing my Sefer Torah Sunday. That you can't say. But if it's, it is a machlokes, in general, the Mishnah Berurah says not to say it. if it's going to give a person this rezus, like I need a zest in it, right? I'm not in the mood, but if I talk about it, it gets me going, right? It's going to get me going. It's going to help me to sort of per se do the mitzvah. Then we said it's a tzarech hayom. It's a tzarech for Shabbos itself, and it's also the chafetzim chefse shemayim is okay. In other words, things which are a mitzvah. And talking about it, Mishbur said, be careful, but there's a Elio Rabbah and others to say it's no problem at all. Mishbur says, if you have his rezus in it, it's gonna help you, so then that will be fine. So therefore, Eretz Yisrael, right, I'm talking about going to Eretz Yisrael and these type of things, if somebody needs a chizuk and these type of things, so you're dealing with a mitzvah per se, there's more room to, to be makel in that instance, but just stam planning a discussion, he says, discussing a plan, various specific details for a family vacation, right? I'm going to go to, like, that's what I'm saying. Let's say, for example, London or whatever the case is, UK. Which airline flights to book, which hotel to register entails both Daber Dover and Mimsei Chepsecha, right? Because these are obviously not allowed to fly on Shabbos. As with the previous example, there's a discussion of of Malach intentions. We're going next month. We have to fly to London, right? We're going with those intentions. They're vacation activities, right? As well as an active preparations. So the discussion of the malacha with the intention, right? You're dealing with vadavadaba, right? I will do this. I will do that. The vacation activities as well as active preparations. We're discussing which airlines and we're going to put it into practice. We're going to put it into play, as they say, right? We're discussing Delta Airlines and we're going to put it into practice on Monday, right? Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to call Delta Airlines. We're going to book tickets with Delta Airlines as well as active preparations for expediting the family's vacation malacha plans. So that is very important. One has to be careful not to talk about that on Shabbos, regular, standard family vacations. Now, if it's something that took place already, fine. Yeah. Well, we went to London last week. It was beautiful. We had such a nice time. That you could talk about. Fine. That's the verb betalim, sort of. Right. We said better to learn. But whatever the case is, we spoke about that. If a person needs chizik, and or if they enjoy it, whatever. So that's halachically, that is fine. It's the problem is talking about ahead. We're going over here, we're going to make it, airline tickets, we're going to book a travel, we're going to book a hotel, whatever. So that's where the problem comes into play. But just talking about whereby it took place, that will be fine. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha v'racha.